Welcome back to Sports Call, Tiger 95.9, the Tiger.fm, the Tiger Communications app, or if you're listening after the fact on the Sports Call podcast presented by Coca-Cola. Ryan Lavoie, Tom Peavy, and Cam Berry with you here on this Wednesday edition of the program as we head to the Orthopedic Clinic phone line now, where we welcome on the voice of Auburn women's basketball, Britt Bowen, taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us on this Wednesday. Britt, how are things in your world?
Ryan Warrigal, man, thanks for having me on. It's awesome, man. It's tournament week, postseason time. It's, I think, the most exciting time of the season. So talk to me about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Hopefully I'll still be in a good mood.
Absolutely. We will preview that Auburn-Arkansas game here in just a couple of minutes. But, Britt, let's first review what has gone on for this Tigers team this year. And, of course, I think a lot of people started to wake up and tune into this team after the big win against LSU. How was the energy around the program coming into that game, and how has it changed, if at all, after that win as they've started to as they really started to play good basketball?
Well, the energy internally within the program, I think, has been the same since the start of the season. Number one, this team, and this is, you know, a lot of people think is cliche, but this team believes. I mean, they believe in the system that they run. They believe in the culture that Coach Jay and her staff has established. And this team, they all get along with one another really, really well. So the confidence for internally has been there. It's just been getting the product on the floor. I mean, we've seen it the first two seasons with top 25 wins. So the top 25 win against LSU internally was not surprising, but when you can do it externally and you bring the fans in, yeah, you pack out Neville Arena, you have your largest crowd in program history. That's going to create excitement. And then, but the thing is, it's about what you do after that. You know, we've seen top 25 wins in the first season. It was tough to rebound and string wins together. Well, Auburn has been able to do that this year and pretty consistently down the stretch. And you guys know at any Auburn sport at Auburn University, if you beat top 25 teams, you string wins together, you get back in the national conversation for postseason, it generates excitement. And this team, they appreciate that support, and they hope to continue that excitement this week in Greenville.
And, Britt, obviously a lot of people have been captivated by the play of Honesty Scott Grayson this season, winning or being on the first team All-SEC as of a couple of days ago when it was announced. Talk about her maturation in this program. Obviously, she's always been a big part of this team, but then this year just stepping up again to that all first team SEC level.
Well, and that's what I love about Honesty is she always rises to the level of competition, but – you know, what people don't understand about Honesty is she could have left after last year. She chose not to. She chose to finish what she started. And she has a deep, deep love for Auburn. And when you talk about her play on the floor, I mean, she's a player that can score at all three levels. I mean, she can score at the rim. She can hit you with a mid-range. And obviously, she can score from deep. But it's the thing about Honesty is what she does when she does have the basketball or when she's distributing the ball to teammates. I think she's one of the best passers on our team. She's a leader in every aspect of the program. So for her, obviously people see the points, and the points is great. That's the big reason why Auburn is where they are right now. But she does a lot more than just score the basketball. It's running the offense, it's distributing the ball, and it's her defense as well. So Auburn's going to need her this week. But for her, I mean, she's much more than just a scorer.
When you look at this Arkansas game for the Tigers tomorrow evening, this was a close matchup in Fayetteville back in February. Remind listeners how that game kind of went for the Tigers in terms of what decided and how can Auburn improve in the areas they need to beat the Razorbacks on a neutral floor tomorrow.
That, to me, if it wasn't the most frustrating game, it was probably the second most frustrating game of the season for Auburn, because Auburn got out to a great start in that game, outscoring Arkansas 17-6. And second quarter was a battle, but the third quarter is the quarter that got away from Auburn. And that, unfortunately, has been the downtrend of the season is when Auburn has struggled. It's been in the third quarter. And if you look at the statistics, it was simply at the three-point arc. Auburn beat Arkansas in every statistical category in that game, but the three, and Auburn knows that, and that's why Auburn is hungry to play Arkansas again. This wasn't a, oh, man, we got to play Arkansas. It's a, oh, yeah, we get to play Arkansas again, because the last three games against Arkansas, the Razorbacks have won by a combined 7 points. You heard me right. Three games decided by 7 points combined that did not go Auburn's way. So Auburn's due, and it's going to take, you know, obviously a lot of execution. I think the one factor Tiger fans should know is, you know, everybody's going to remember double zero from that first game against Arkansas a month ago. Well, Talia Scott scored 33 points. She hasn't been playing in about the last month. I'm unsure if she's going to be available tomorrow, but if she's not, that puts a lot of pressure on Michaela Daniels, Dowda, and Samara Spencer and Poffenbarger even. So it's going to be interesting. One thing about Arkansas in the matchup, though, is they run a smaller lineup. They don't have a traditional post inside, so you will see five wide on the perimeter at times. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Auburn goes back with a smaller lineup defensively and could see a little more Ke'Kai Milton as we did the last game in Florida, and still also see a lot of Celia Simbani and Caitlin Duhon out on the perimeter defending as well.
And then looking back just at Coach Johnny Harris, where she's built this program, right, year to year, she's continued to improve. Just talk about how the culture that she's built in her 3 years so far with this program.
Well, the culture, number one, is you got to be tough and you got to want to come in and work hard. That's first and foremost. And it took Coach Harris, as it does any coach, when you come in and do a rebuild, it takes you 2 or 3 years to establish that culture. Well, year in, year three, Auburn has made the progress that they want to make in regards to culture, and when you look at that, it's turned into some wins on the floor. Are they where they want to be? No, but if you look at good teams, what they do, they start to peak at the right time of the year, and that's what this Auburn team is doing, and it's led by the belief in their defense. I mean, Auburn, they play a pressure man. They get after you. Auburn is holding their SEC opponents to an average of 11 points under their season scoring average. I mean, you don't just do that without a good culture in place. And Coach Jay and her staff, hats off to them, and hats off to the players for all buying in and working together, because this is a team, pretty much regardless who they play, you know, the outsiders, they can pick them to win or pick them to lose. Auburn expects to win every single game. I mean, that's why you saw Auburn defeat LSU. I mean, Auburn ended a long streak against Alabama and taking nothing away against South Carolina. South Carolina dominated the second half of that game, but Auburn battled. Auburn was not scared. You know, so it starts with a mentality, and that mentality has certainly been established.
Talking to Britt Bowen, the voice of Auburn women's basketball today on Sports Call. So, Britt, I know that a lot of people on the men's side of things very familiar with Joe Lenardi, but on the women's side of things, it's Charlie Cream that has kind of been the foremost there bracketologist for ESPN. How closely have you monitored, and how closely are you aware that that Coach Shea and some of her staff or some of the players have monitored the bracketology as Auburn's kind of been between last four in and last four buys these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, and I tell you, it's one of those things internally. I don't think anyone has been paying too close attention to it, because Auburn has had some must-win games in the last 2 weeks that if you didn't win that game, the rest doesn't matter. So the focus truly is, and I'm not saying this to be cliche, but it truly has been, for the most part, one game at a time. And that's internally. For me personally, yeah, I've been looking at it because, you know, in doing this for 5 years, the first chance to have a chance at an NCAA tournament berth is exciting. But, you know, here's the thing. You can't just be excited with making a tournament. You got to want to build on that, and you got to be able to want to upset people once you get there. And the thing about Auburn right now is I think they know it's a possibility in 2 weeks. They're going to be excited for that. But right now, first things first, Arkansas is tomorrow, and I don't think anybody's looking much past that right now.
So, Britt, well, last one with the women's basketball team, then we'll go on to one or two softball questions. Of course, Britt does a lot of SEC softball for the Tigers. And Britt, I would say that I would ask you about this women's team if they are able to get past Arkansas. I believe it would be another date with LSU.
Yeah.
the Tigers were able to really keep up with LSU and make that a four-quarter, 40-minute game in Baton Rouge. How exciting would it be to have an opportunity to where, again, I know the rankings are the rankings, but you get kind of a third and final matchup between teams that split very close games in the regular season.
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, and here's the thing. All the respect to LSU and the success that they have and their staff, obviously, we're very familiar with Coach Bob Starkey, who is on their bench and running their defense, and all the respect for their talent. But, yeah, for Auburn, it's exciting because, again, that's one of the opponents this year that Auburn has matched up well against. I want to be clear on Friday, if that were to happen, you know, it's not going to be easy, but I will say it's an opportunity that Auburn would welcome because, again, you know, excluding South Carolina, every other game down in Baton Rouge at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center has been a blowout this year until the Auburn Tigers came to town. Auburn outscored LSU in the second half. I think a lot that has to do with it is Auburn's style of play. Auburn's very good disrupting, but here's the thing. LSU has got two first-team All-SEC players on the roster and a second team, and I think a couple second-team potential selections. Only one was selected, so they've got some talent, and they got an All-American point guard in Haley Van Wyth who was not even named All-SEC. So they have a lot of talent, but I think the one thing that Auburn has in their favor is Auburn's depth right now in numbers off the bench. LSU's, in terms of numbers, LSU's bench is very thin. Auburn has a little deeper rotation with about two or three extra players. So, but here's the thing. Auburn is going to have one more game under their belt, and LSU is going to be coming in with fresh legs. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But in terms of matchup, you certainly welcome the opportunity. You beat them once, who's to say you can't do it again?
And, Brett, we'll finish with this Auburn softball team as SEC play will open this weekend for the Tigers. And for those not keeping track of SEC softball, I believe everyone but Ole Miss is ranked in the top 25 in softball. Just talk about the challenges of this league and how you think this Auburn team has come out of the gates this season.
Man, this league is a gauntlet, first and foremost. I mean, you just said it. Every team but Ole Miss right now is in the top 25. And, like, what league in any sport can you say that other than maybe SEC baseball? Every weekend's a super regional, and you got to be ready. And I talked to Coach Dean yesterday on the This Week in Auburn Softball podcast, and I think he put it perfectly is every team is going to have ups and downs. The main thing is when you have the downs is you flush it, you move on. You can't dwell on things in this league, good or bad, because if you do, you're going to get left behind. And, you know, for Auburn in terms of the start of this year, like every team, I think he had some ups. And I think Auburn in the opening weekend, they realized pretty quick they had a thing or two to figure out after losing to Virginia Tech. I think they've done a great job responding. If you look at it, every weekend, Auburn's gotten better, particularly on defense and other areas. I mean, they're getting better every week. Now they have to do it when the lights come on the SEC. Obviously, it's all going to come down to who can get timely hitting, and I think who's going to play good defense behind Matty Pinta, because obviously Auburn, I think they have one of the best pitchers not only in the SEC but in the country. But what can they do around that? Auburn's got some pretty good bats that transferred in. Amelia Leck right now is leading the way. They've got some good returners. We saw what Packer did last weekend. It's going to be about how they can string things together. And the main thing is so early, not get too high, not get too low. We remember last year at Auburn, you know, not a lot of people picked Auburn to finish top four in the SEC, and they did their work and did what they were supposed to do. So they have the core of that group back, and we'll see what they can do this weekend. But I will say Missouri traditionally is a tough place for any team to play. You know, remember just two or three years ago, they were hosting a super regional. They're talent and bunch. Coach Larissa Anderson, Auburn's got all the respect for her and what she's done there. It's going to be a fun series, and it's certainly going to get you ready for what's to come, because, you know, it's not going to get any easier next weekend against Arkansas coming home to open SEC play, but it's going to be fun. Main thing is go on the road, get two if you can, at minimum get one, and come back home and roll the dice next weekend.
He's Britt Bowen, the voice of Auburn women's basketball, joining us today on Sports Call. Britt, as always, we certainly appreciate the time. Again, 5 o'clock for the Arkansas game tomorrow, and also be 5 o'clock if Auburn was able to advance, correct?
That is correct, and knock on wood, because it's been a few years since Auburn's gotten out of the first game of the SEC tournament. So, and like I said, it's one game at a time, but certainly excited for the opportunity.
He's Britt Bowen joining us today on Sports Call. Again, Britt, we certainly appreciate the time. We look forward to hearing your call of Auburn women's basketball throughout this postseason.
Hey, guys, appreciate y'all so much. And, Cam, I heard you were in studio. This is the second interview with you this week. If any time you do a third, now I'm going to start charging you. Just keep that in mind, okay?
He'll be on it. Appreciate it. That is Britt Bowen joining us today, the voice of Auburn women's basketball, with us today on Sports Call. We need to take one final timeout. Back to wrap up hour number two right after this.